1620 94.5 WTAW. Texas A&M System Board of Regents agrees to raise fees for three existing graduate level programs at the flagship campus. But two of the nine regents voted no to increase fees for two existing graduate programs at the Mays Business School and one existing graduate program in the College of Arts and Sciences because they were against any increases. There were unanimous votes approving a fee change in another Mays graduate program that was determined to be cost neutral and to set fees in two new Mays graduate programs. During the November 7th meeting of the region's Finance Committee, John Bellinger of San Antonio explained why he was voting no.
I totally respect what you have inherited. You've had a tough job getting the finances straight. I think you got one of the best deans and Dean Sharp in the whole university. But until I see an efficiency program on an ongoing basis throughout the system, I'm going to be voting no. A lot of it, what you're trying to do is improving a class, which is, in a sense, is not an increase. But when you label it as an increase, I will probably be the sole no vote. No offense, nothing personal.
None taken, sir.
Mike Hernandez of Fort Worth also voted no. That's after President Mark Welsh said he did not know if there was an attempt to offset some of the additional expenses.
As an institution, we have not driven that requirement. We are starting that with the budget submissions that we'll begin to hear this month from the colleges here on the main campus, at least. What would be their lowest priorities that they would shift money from into new things? We can't just keep adding funding for new things. We have to start getting serious about cutting things that are not going to make us great for the next 10 to 15 years.
This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.